Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Welcome or welcome back for episode 42 of French Your Way podcast. I'm Jessica, a native French teacher, passionate about sharing my tips to help you learn French language in a more easy and memorable way. And today I'm going to answer one of my listeners' questions. His name is Stuart, and he emailed me to say that he had a suggestion for a future podcast or blog post, and I actually made both because there is a written version of this podcast episode. Coming back to it in a minute. Stuart would like to know the difference between bien and bon, or bonne as well. And that is a typical mistake and source of confusion for students. He writes, I'm never quite sure. In English, we would say very good for a piece of work, but in French, you would say très bien, I think, which would directly translate to very well. Bien seems to pop up quite a lot in other places too. For example, j'aime bien. As you can see, I'm a bit confused. Well, I'll try my best to entangle and unconfuse you. It's really nice, by the way, when the articles and podcast ideas come from you. So don't hesitate to contact me if you have a question. You can go to my website for that. That's frenchyourway.com.au. So, as I said previously, you can also find the written version of this episode on frenchyourway.com.au/bien, B-I-E-N, frenchyourway.com.au/bien. That's if you are more of a visual learner. So, what is the difference between bon and bien in French? Are they both translated by good in English? Not exactly. In fact, the main difference between bon and bien is that they are just simply different types of words. One is an adjective, one is an adverb. So which is which? Well, if you know a little bit of grammar, you would know that adjectives will agree with the nouns that they describe, so the person of the thing that they describe, and therefore they will have a feminine form and also a plural form. And only one of these words can have different spellings, and it's bon. Bon, B-O-N, becomes bonne in the feminine with two N and an E. And if there's plural, you add an S to it. So it is an adjective. Whereas bien, its form never changes. It's what we call invariable, and this is an adverb. So I'm going to go through them separately. So bon or bonne is an adjective. So it describes a noun. It says how something or someone is. For example, a friend can be a good friend. A pizza would be a good pizza. Some shoes would be some good shoes, etc. And again, the adjective need to agree with the noun that they will describe. So, for example, un ami, a friend, is masculine singular. And to say a good friend, you will say un bon, B-O-N, un bon ami. With the liaison, it's read un bon ami. Pizza. Pizza, that's feminine. Une pizza, feminine singular. A good pizza would be une bonne, B-O-N-N-E for the feminine, pizza. Une bonne pizza. The shoes, I mentioned the shoes. Shoes in French is chaussures, and it's feminine and, well, plural. If we talk about a pair of shoes, there are two shoes. Feminine plural, des chaussures. So to say some good shoes would be des bonnes, B-O-N-N-E for the feminine, S for the plural, des bonnes chaussures. And And if you want to help to get some support from the English translation, bon or bonne is officially translated by good. Although sometimes the English uses improper translations, and that's where the confusion can come from. Yes, so bonne works with a noun. Bien is an adverb, and an adverb is used to, like, most often describe a verb. So how the action is done, for example, to speak, to walk, to cook. So to speak well, to walk well, to cook well, etc. And adverbs cannot, like, they don't agree with anything. They are just invariable. There's only one spelling for that. So if I go back to my examples, parler, to speak, to say she speaks English well, say elle parle bien anglais, because the well refers to speak. To walk, marcher, if you want to say the baby walks well now, le bébé marche bien maintenant. Or to cook, cuisiner. I don't cook very well. Or that's just an example, because I think I'm an awesome chef, which is really questionable according to my husband. But, like, I pride myself on my work in the kitchen. So, I don't cook very well. Je ne cuisine pas très bien. Well is normally translated by... bien is normally translated by well in English. In the expressions c'est bon or c'est bien, so bon and bien work slightly differently when they are used with the expression c'est, so it is. You will use c'est bon, so it's good, literally, in two examples. In two situations, you will use it for a physical sensation. So typically something that you eat, because it's like it's the sensation, the sensorial experience is through your taste bud. So from like an ice cream or a dish, you will say c'est bon. Other physical sensation can be like the feel of the sun on your skin. C'est bon. Or a massage, ah, c'est bon. So that's like really body feeling. And you will also say, you will also use c'est bon to give the green light, or when something is ready, or when something has been checked, and it would have the meaning of all good or all clear. For example, You get in the car, you go on a family trip, you check that the kids have fastened their safety belt, and they say, c'est bon. So, all clear, all good, we can go. Or before crossing the street, check that the light is green, or that there's no cars coming, and c'est bon, we can cross. All clear, right? So, physical sensation and giving the green light. You use bon. Now you will use c'est bien for a whole range of situation. So to give your opinion about something, like a movie, a festival, a museum, good manners. For example, c'est bien d'être généreux. It's good to be generous. Being generous is a good thing. That's your opinion. Le musée du Louvre, c'est vraiment bien. So the Louvre Museum, it's really cool, it's really good. Again, it's your opinion, c'est bien. So don't forget to pay attention to the structure of your sentence. For example, if you're asked, how was the movie? Comment était le film? You can either answer... c'était très bien, So it was very good. That's the structure c'est bien that we have just seen. C'est plus giving your opinion. C'était très bien. Or c'était un bon thriller. Or c'était une bonne comédie. It was a good thriller. It was a good comedy. Here, you're using bon or bonne as an adjective to describe the thriller or the comedy. So the structure is different. I hope this helps you. In the upcoming weeks, I will also prepare an article and a worksheet with practice exercises about the difference between mieux and meilleur. So if you'd like to be notified when it's available, sign up at frenchaway.com.au/newsletter, or you can also do that in the little window at the bottom of the show notes. Don't forget, you can find the written version of this episode on my website. That's frenchaway.com.au/bien. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.